In this bulletin, the Victorian Premier says the state's COVID-19 case numbers are still too high to lift restrictions. Paediatricians urge parents not to avoid vaccinating children during the coronavirus pandemic. And Melbourne City happy to wear the underdog tag in tonight's A-League Grand Final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says it's still too soon to provide the state with a definitive roadmap out of COVID-19 lockdown, despite a further decline in the number of active cases. While another 114 new cases and 11 deaths have been recorded, active cases have fallen to just over 2,800, the lowest level for 6 weeks. Mr. Andrews says the lockdown is working, but with 2 weeks to go for Melbourne's Stage 4 restrictions and Stage 3 in other areas of Victoria, case numbers are still too high to put forward a definitive plan beyond September the 13th.
Now, there will be a plan. It will come soon, but it will be one that we can be confident of, not something that potentially gets us a few weeks of people being happier. But then ultimately has to be revised because it didn't mean much when you first announced it.
The 11 deaths take the national coronavirus death toll to 600 and Victoria's to 524. Victorian parents are being urged not to neglect child vaccinations, with new research showing delays to routine inoculations because of COVID-19 fears. According to the Royal Children's Hospital's Immunisation Service, 2 out of 3 families have postponed or cancelled appointments over the past 3 months. Senior paediatrician Anthea Rhodes says the main reason given by parents was concerns about themselves or their children catching the virus in a healthcare service.
It's very important that we acknowledge, of course, parents' concerns when it comes to the health and well-being of their children, and also recognise that they are working incredibly hard to keep their children and their families safe, but at the same time to reinforce the message that healthcare facilities are safe places for families to access care for their children, and that they should not delay accessing care in the event that their child needs to be seen.
New South Wales has recorded 7 new cases of coronavirus today. One is in hotel quarantine, while 5 cases are linked to the City Tattersall's gym cluster. That cluster now makes up 28 of the state's 66 active coronavirus cases. Dr. Jeremy McAnulty of New South Wales Health says a school in Western Sydney will be closed for deep cleaning as a result of students testing positive.
One of the cases today is a student from St. Paul's Catholic College Greystanes. The school will be closed on Monday the 31st of August and cleaning and contact tracing is underway.
Queensland has registered 4 new coronavirus cases today, all of them connected to the cluster at the Queensland Corrective Services Academy in the Brisbane suburb of Wacol. 3 of the 4 new cases are from the same household in the suburb of Forest Lake in Brisbane's outer southwest. The other cases is known to attend Staines Memorial College in Redbank Plains in Ipswich. There are 28 active coronavirus cases in total in Queensland. Across the Tasman, the New Zealand Prime Minister has warned face masks could be enforced everywhere if the public fails to adhere to their mandatory wear on public transport from tomorrow. Jacinda Ardern issued the warning after 2 more cases of COVID-19 were detected in the country. She says masks will be mandatory on public transport for everyone over 12.
A bus ride was the source of cases in this cluster and is one of the few settings where people are in close proximity for a sustained period of time with people they do not know. Some will ask why we haven't mandated the use of masks beyond public transport. I will not rule out mandating their use in the future if we see people failing to use them, as we are encouraging them to do right now.
New Zealand is currently under Stage 2 restrictions after the re-emergence of virus cases in recent weeks. A new one-stop online service has been launched to help families notify organisations such as banks and power providers that a loved one has died. The Australian Death Notification Service is now available in all states and territories, except the Australian Capital Territory. Up to 40 different organisations can be notified when a person dies. The website is deathnotification.gov.au. To sport, and in the A-League, Melbourne City coach Eric Mombarts concedes his side will go into this evening's A-League Grand Final against Sydney FC as underdogs. Mombarts says his team knows it will have to improve on its previous performances against the reigning title holder to claim City's first championship. Mombarts says it's a shame City can't be playing the game in front of its fans.
I'm sure they are happy that we reach this grand final. We will do our best, and I hope they will be proud about our performance. That is only one thing. We will play our best level.
A win to the Sky Blues would give Sydney a place in history as the most successful Australian side. A fifth championship would better the four held by fierce rival Melbourne Victory. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a sunny morning, but late showers and 21. Adelaide, cloudy and 15. Cloudy 2 in Melbourne, 13. Shower 2 in Hobart, 11. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, becoming cloudy, 17. Sydney, mostly sunny, 20. Newcastle, much the same, 22. Brisbane, sunny and 27. Cairns, a possible shower and 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.